It is a joy to be in the Lord's house this morning. If you're glad you're saved, say amen today. Amen. Let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. Found the book of Acts, chapter number 3. We'll start reading in verse number 1 today. Now, Peter and John, been a lot said about this, went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. They just didn't go there, but they went in there. You know, something would do us all today, not only show up at church, but get into church. He said, a certain man lame from his mother's womb. He was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that had entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said these words, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. He, leaping up, stood, walked and entered with them in the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which was sent for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple. They were filled with wonder and amazement, all that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch. It was called Solomon's, greatly wondering. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for the good time together today that we've had thus far. Thank you for the Spirit of the Holy One today. Now, Lord, I pray that you let preaching be easy a few minutes. I'm a needy preacher today, and I pray, God, you'd help me to be a blessing to the people of God. If it be one here that's lost, that's downtrodden, I pray that you'd pick them up today. God, you'd help them by your amazing grace. Help us now, and I pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God would help me in these last days of preaching and show me how to exalt the precious Son of God. And we'll be careful to honor you and thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning out of Acts chapter number 3, I'm interested in Peter's phrase. He said in verse 6, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk." I will preach on this topic today, on some things better than silver and gold. Some things better than silver and gold. Within this passage, you'll notice there are four key areas, some things that are better than silver and gold. First of all, you'll notice in verse 1, there's a gathering that is beneficial. For the Bible said, now Peter and John, they went up together into the temple for our prayer, being the ninth hour, at 3 o'clock in the evening. There it was the Jews' custom to go to the house of God or go to the place of prayer 3 times a day. And we see here this gathering that was beneficial. First of all, it was timed. They knew the time to go to the house of God. If there's ever been a time that we need to realize, honey, whether it's the ninth hour or the sixth hour, it's always the right hour to go to the house of God. The gathering was beneficial. Their gathering was timed. But I love this. Their gathering was together. Isn't it a blessing to go in the house of God together? Have things in common. Can I tell you, I've noticed in this life, life is full of trouble. Life is short. I'm glad we can gather together with people and go in the house of God and walk together. Sometimes we must look over people's attitude. We must look over people's obstacles and realize it might not be them that is the problem. It may be me. I don't know. I've noticed sometimes at my house, I think a lot of times it may be my wife getting on my nerves. But when I really look at it, it may be me getting on her nerves. Somebody say amen. So it always does us good to look inside of us and realize that there's some things that's not worth getting messed up about. Honey, let me tell you, if we agree on the blood, if we agree on the book, if we agree on the blessed Son of God, if we agree on Calvary, and we know that our name's been written down in glory land, there's nothing to get us out on today. Can I tell you, we must all go by Calvary and believe in the precious Son of God and repent of our sins and be saved by the good grace of God. There's a lot of folks I don't see eye to eye about, but I tell you what I do. I just keep on walking and keep on talking. Keep on being good to somebody. Amen. Can I tell you, life is short. Days are short. And may we get together in unity and go in the house of the Lord. It's not, boy, that was weak this morning. It don't matter whether your ball game won this weekend or not. This ain't about a ball game, honey. It's about the one that's soon to return, that went to Calvary's cross and died for your sin and my sin this morning. Oh, they walked together. They walked timely. I want to encourage everybody to know when the Lord's day is. It's not the day to be at the ballpark. It's not the day to be in the deer stand. People need the vacation. They need time off. I realize that. We all need time away. But, honey, we must purpose in our heart that we know the time to go to the house of God on the Lord's day. The gathering that was beneficial. I want to ask you something. Can silver and gold, can you put a price on what God has done for you? You know, the Bible teaches us to beware of our treasures, for thieves can break through and steal, for moths simply break in and destroy, and rust corrupts. But there are some things better than silver and gold this morning. It is the gathering that is beneficial. I'm glad I belong to a local New Testament church. The one that's still preaching out of the King James Bible. The one that's still singing the old story by that of song. A place where the altar's still open, where you can come and pray. A place where people will love you and help you through this walk of life. The gathering that was beneficial. We see it was timely. We see they were together. Notice this. They simply went up together. When you go together to the house of God, you're not going down, you're going up. Honey, you're going to higher ground when you come in the house of God. When we go out in this old world, you remember this, all through the Bible, Egypt's always been a type of going down. But when you come to the house of the Lord, you're always going up. You know, when you go up, fights get better. The air breathes easier. Amen. You'll notice a little breeze stirring when you get on higher ground. Thank God we can gather together and it benefit us in this day and this hour. You'll notice the gathering that was beneficial. It was timed. It was together. And it was also testifying. You say, why do you say that? Well, the Bible said there was a lame man that fastened his eyes on Peter and John. Can I tell you our life is testifying this morning? If we walk in here with the mullet grubs, it reminds me we need to have the right kind of attitude coming to the house of God. We come in and say, well, it'll just be mundane today. We're just going through the same old pattern and the same old program. No, honey, that's where the mossbacks go to church. We that are saved by the grace of God, we ought to be excited to come to the house of God and see what the Lord's going to do for us in this day, in this hour. Attitude is everything this morning. Help me with my attitude. You'll notice as they were going in the house of God, people was looking. When you get in your out of your car, do you slam the doors and knock the windows out? Y'all been fussing and fighting all the way to the house of God. Somebody say amen this morning. I know where I'm preaching at. My goodness, y'all get all tied up and crossed up, and you'll slam the doors, slam the windows out of the car, and little lady pull out in front of you on the road, you'll shake your fist at her and blow your horn and come in the house of God, then she'll follow you right in there and sit down right where you was. Amen. Boy, you get out and say, follow me down to Liberty Baptist Church. And I tell you, our testimony means something in this day, in this time, where folks is looking at where you go to church, and they're looking at what we're doing and how we're living. And if it's ever been a day, we need to have our light shining, burning in this day, in this hour. Oh my, some things better than silver and gold. You see, there was a gathering that was beneficial. But number two, there was a gate that was beautiful. The Bible said in verse number two, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. I want to say that the Lord's house ought to be the prettiest place in town. The gate that was beautiful. We'll notice, first of all, the impression of the gate. I wonder why people realize that they ought to bring somebody and lay them at the gate. I wonder, did it stand out in the community? The impression of the gate. I want to say God's house and God's property ought to be the prettiest and the nicest place in town. We'll see in our Bible, in the book of Haggai, chapter number 1. Here the great prophet is saying this. He said in Haggai 1 and verse 2, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses? And this house lieth waste. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You sow much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earns wages to put in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, again, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, bring wood, build a house, and I'll take pleasure in it, and I'll be glorified, saith the Lord. You look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because the mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. Therefore the heaven over you stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. You say, man of God, what was going on? People were more concerned about where they lived than where they went to church. And can I tell you, the facility, the building, the ministry, not only represents us, but it represents the God of us. And we ought to realize that God's house ought to be the most respected place in town in this day, in this hour. You ought to teach your children not to throw trash on the floor. Shake your little Baptist head up and down. My goodness, some of y'all leave, it looks like 9 hogs fed on your pew. Amen. Yeah, man. Help me preach this morning. We ought to take care of the house of God. You know, I came out here on a weekend. There's a man comes here y'all know nothing about. You know what he does? He picks up trash on the property nearly every Saturday evening. Out here all by himself. Just doing something for the Lord. You say, why is he doing that? Well, he wants the Lord's house to be beautiful. And can I tell you, God has blessed us with a beautiful facility. But folks, let me tell you this today, if the Lord's not here, it's just another building. I know a lot of pretty places, but we need the Lord stirring in the house. The Bible said where he could be honored and glorified. This place ain't about me. It ain't about you. But it is about one that hung on an old lonely cross and died for your sin and my sin. Oh my, some things better than silver and gold. The gathering that was beneficial. The gate that was beautiful. There's the impression of the gate. There's the importance of the gate. Somebody ought to know where they can bring somebody in town. I remember one day some of the officers in Bowden, there was a family that was really needing help. And I noticed a new family came to the door. Officers had brought them into the parking lot. And the officer came and told me, he said, Pastor, we know if there's any place in town where we could bring this family to get some help. Can I tell you the impression of the gate of God's house is very viable in this day and this hour. I'm glad people know where they can come and get help. They may talk about you and say, well, you sat around that old screaming preacher. You sat around a preacher that won't change the Bible and get with the times. What's the matter? Don't he realize it's 2019? Honey, I realize the time today. And I know that it's later than we all think. The Lord's soon to come. I got the right kind of Bible. I got the Holy Ghost that lives in me. I know my name's written down yonder in glory land. I've been doing what I'm doing a long time. I've got no intentions of turning back now. I say hallelujah to the King of glory. God has been good to me. Oh, some things better than silver and gold. You see, the gathering that was beneficial, the gate that was beautiful, but thirdly, the guest that was broken. The Bible said, you'll read further, he was 40 years old. They took and laid him there at the gate. It was called Beautiful Every Day. There he was just a beggar. I looked this up and the young boy was born a crippled. His ankle bones had not developed. As that little old child was born, began to walk like other kids could walk. No doubt his mama looked at him and said, he'll never walk. As other kids ran on the playground, he never got to run and play. When life developed and men got to go out and get a job and provide for their family, he was never given the opportunity. Oh, he was never given the opportunity that me and you have had. Amen. And so all they know to do was bring him by somebody's place that would care about him and that would tell him about the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Every day they carried him and set him down. And when Peter and John went in the temple, he fastened his eyes on them and watched them close. The Bible said, and Peter fastened his eyes on him. I wonder, do we really look out of our heart this morning at people's not had the opportunity that we've had? There's many of us God has blessed so in this world. God has blessed us so spiritually, physically. What we need to realize is where our bread is buttered at this morning. There's a lot of people never had the opportunity that you and I have had. We ought to make the best of it and the most of it for the honor and the glory of God. And so here we see some things that are better than silver and gold. We see this guest that was broken. He was lame. He was laid. And he was limited. I got to thinking about this man. I wonder how many people do we pass by in that condition? See, he was on the outside. He couldn't be brought in. But he's fixing to have the greatest day in his life. Can I tell you this morning, by the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have the greatest day of your life. So it brings me to the end of the text this morning, some things that are better than silver and gold. The gathering that is beneficial. Thank God we can come to church. The gate that is beautiful. I'm glad we got a pretty place to go to church. The guest that is broken. You know, if there's anything, in my opinion, if there's anything that has hurt church, it's the people that think that they're on a higher limb from somebody else. A people think that they have no issues, no drawbacks in life. But I sure am glad there's somebody that knows our situation this morning. You see, the guest that was broken. I've heard this said a lot. I was talking with a pastor the other day. He said, "Preacher, some of the things that amazes me the most is some people that come to our church and how others look at them." Let me ask you something. Shouldn't sinners come to church? I made a hospital visit this week. You know who I found there? Was sick folk. Sick folk go to hospitals. Sinners come to the house of God. And so we must realize we're better than nobody. If it wasn't for the grace of God, that'd be your kid with a needle hung in his arm this morning. If it wasn't for the grace of God, that'd be your kid over there in the bars locked up today. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be there. God, let me tell you something, before I got saved, God showed mercy on me. And I want to say this on a higher level, since I've been saved, God showed mercy on me. Aren't you glad we have a God of mercy? Miss Sherry, won't you come? I want to close with this parting thought. Some things better than silver and gold. People's working their fingers to the bone, getting. They soon find that it's gone. I remember I worked at Pepsi 24 and a half years. I invested a lot in a 401k, and I left the plant about 2007, 2008 when the economy crashed, and I hadn't even thought about it. I was in a tailspin. God had just moved on me to resign my position. I did. Brother David, I pulled up the computer and I looked, and that I thought I had, it was about half there. I thought, sure, it was secure. Let me tell you what's secure this morning. My faith in Christ alone. That's where my security's at. It's not in investors in Wall Street. It's not in that little CD that's bringing nothing at BB&T. But it is in the one that sits on the throne that is touched by the feeling of my infirmities. By the one that feeds the birds this morning when we got up and God turned the lights on. Every little bird on every limb, God was doing what only God can do. God was taking care of His own. And I'm glad this morning I'm hooked into something a lot better than silver and gold. You see, the gathering that was beneficial, the gate that was beautiful, the guest that was broken. Verse 6, the gift that was bestirring. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. You know, can I say something to our church right here this morning? Verse 5, He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. People expect something different out of us. We ought to treat people different. We ought to be good to people. I love what Brother Worley said the other day. He said, "You know, brother," he said, "you sure got some of the nicest people I've ever preached to. You ought to be." people need to come to a place expecting something. Not expecting something out of the chandeliers and stained glass, but expecting something out of the people that goes to church there. The gift that was bestirring. Look what they said. Then Peter said, he said, give me something. Peter said, I'm not going to shrug you off. That's what I'm going to tell you. He said, silver and gold have I none. But watch this. But such as I have. I wonder, have you got something to give to somebody else? But such as I have, I give I thee. These two young men thrill me this morning standing up. You know, brother, you might not have had silver and gold to give to that old preacher. But that ought to be our total makeup this morning. Whatever we have, we're willing to use it for God. Can I tell you, people's really not hunting silver and not hunting gold. They hunt somebody to give them what they got that'll help them in this life. Many of you have been through so many storms and crises. Don't you realize God has allowed that to happen to you to help other people? What have you got to help somebody with? Some of you have wayward children. Some of these families this morning will have wayward children. Could you help them in that situation? Some of you live alone. Could you help somebody else that lives alone? Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not in the name of Buddha. Not in the name of Muhammad. Not in the name of Joseph Smith. Not in the name of a Baptist preacher. But the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise and walk. And you see what this man done? He responded. See, you'll never get help till you respond. He took him by the right hand and he reached and he grabbed a hold. God's wanting to give you something, but you got to put forth the effort and you got to reach back. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Now, I said all that. I want to say this morning. I'm done preaching. I watched camp meeting preachers all week saying, now, after this, I'm done. I find myself doing that a lot. It's just easy to preach. It's hard to quit sometimes. But this is what I want to say to you. What's got you laid down? What's took the strength out of you? Can I tell you, there's a name above all others. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be a blessing if we could all come in the house of God together, see great things happen for the honor and the glory of God? Miss Sherry's going to play this morning. I want to open these altars up. I want to ask you today, would you come bring your heart to the Lord? Whatever you need, you come this morning. Is there anything that's got you laid at the gate, keeping you from getting in? Would you come and bring it to the Lord today? Maybe there's something that God's wanting you to do and be. Would you trust Him with that this morning? For there is some things better than silver and gold. Glad we've got a place with God today. Glad He's on His throne. He can do anything. I wonder, would you be the one? People are fastening their eyes on, looking upon, expecting something out of you. You know, it's not too much for God to expect something out of us, because He's done a whole lot for us. Me and my wife has provided for our children. We worked hard. We raised them right. I expect something out of them girls. In turn, God has raised me right. And He expects some things out of me. Help us to do right, Lord. You may be here this morning, you've never been saved. I don't know of a better morning to give my life to Jesus. Ran an old-fashioned altar. Ask God to help you. Because there are some things better than silver and gold. You say, preacher, I don't have things. That may be a good thing. There's a lot of people has things, but things have them. And I bless His name this morning. Well, you might not enjoy it, but I enjoy it.